This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
The vital role of human touch in early childhood and personal flourishing. Discover how human touch in early childhood supports emotional growth and well-being through a secular worldview of positive humanism and humanistic values. The power of human touch in early childhood. You know, I was thinking the other day about how simple things often have the biggest impact, especially when it comes to raising kids. One of those things is the human touch in early childhood. I mean, it sounds obvious, right? Babies need cuddles and hugs, but it turns out the science behind touch goes way deeper than just comfort and warmth. Let me tell you why this matters so much and how it connects with a broader way of looking at life. Research has shown that positive, affectionate touch in the earliest years of a child's life isn't just nice, it's essential for healthy development. When a baby is held, stroked, or gently rocked, it activates brain regions tied to emotional regulation, stress reduction, and even cognitive growth. From an applied humanistic philosophy perspective, this human connection reflects core humanistic values like empathy, trust, and personal flourishing. It's not just about keeping a child from crying, it's about giving them a foundation for a well-adjusted, flourishing life. What makes this even more interesting is how it fits with a secular worldview that prioritizes positive psychology and positive humanism. We see children as inherently valuable human beings who have the potential to thrive when their needs are met, not because of any divine intervention, but through the power of thoughtful, compassionate care rooted in science and reason. When we physically connect with infants, we're practicing a form of early nurturing that supports emotional well-being and social competence, which are critical for human flourishing later on. One thing that stands out about touch is that it's such a basic form of communication. It's primal and universal. Before babies even speak, touch provides them with a reliable signal that they are safe and loved. That secure attachment forms the bedrock on which children develop resilience, empathy, and curiosity. It's almost like a physical language of belonging, and those traits promote personal flourishing in a very real, tangible way. On the flip side, the absence of touch or neglect can cause serious developmental setbacks. Studies on infants in orphanages or those subjected to neglect show that without human contact, children face higher risks of anxiety, impaired brain development, and difficulty forming relationships. This highlights the practical side of humanistic values in action. When we prioritize the emotional and physical needs of children, we're fostering healthier societies. Now, you might wonder, how does all this tie back to a secular worldview? Well, it's about seeing human well-being through the lens of human experience and evidence rather than spiritual dogma. When we ground our belief in positive humanism and positive psychology, we're acknowledging the importance of human connection and kindness as essential parts of life that anyone can access and apply, no matter their faith or lack thereof. One great resource to explore this philosophy further is the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It brings together ideas of humanistic values and applied philosophy to help people understand how to live well and support others in doing the same. It's a guide for embracing the very best parts of humanity to create personal and collective flourishing. Thinking about it, the nurturing touch a child receives is an early lesson in compassion and connection that can reverberate through a person's entire life. It speaks volumes about how we, as humans, are wired for community and care. Whether you're a parent, a teacher, or just someone who cares about the next generation, understanding the role of touch in early childhood reinforces why kindness and positive human relationships should be at the heart of our societies. So, if you're curious and want to learn more about how embracing humanistic values can enhance not just childhood, but life as a whole, definitely check out Positive Humanism, A Primer. It's an invitation to start your journey toward personal flourishing with a secular worldview that celebrates our shared humanity. Trust me, it's a powerful perspective,